Today's daf is daf Vav. So let's take it from the top, the very top line of Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara already had a machlokas, a lot of intim salomars, how we understand the way the besumah is situated, makalkil, masakein, dvar shem eskavein, mutter, aser. So after everything, after the end of the day, the question is, how do we paskin? So the Gemara says, top line, bebe Rav, the base medrash of Rav, Amri Rav Shari, they held that Rav permitted it, Ushmul aser, but they think Shmuel said it was aser. Binahardah, which Rashi says is a makomel shashmuel in his location, Amri Rav Aser Vishmuel Shari. They said the opposite's true. Okay. But in the end of the day, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Visimanach, the mnemonic to remember all this is Eilu Makilin Asman, Beilu Makilin Asman. In the end of the day, both parties say it's mutter because they pass like their Rebbe. So in the house of Rav, the base medrash of Rav, they held like it was mutter because Rav held it was mutter. In Nahardah, they also held it was mutter. But they just thought Shmuel was the opinion who says mutter. So everybody really agrees it's mutter. The only question is who says what. So then the Gemara says, is it really true, Rav Shari, did Rav really permit this din? V'ha'amar Rav Simi Bar Chizkiya Mishmei D'Rav Hai Misuchroya D'Nizaisa Asa Laduka B'Yomotova. So this Suchroya, which Rashi says is Stimas Nekev Gigas. If that's how you have to fill the hole of a barrel, you take a piece of cloth or rag and you stuff it into the hole of the barrel. I guess they didn't have the types of fancy faucets that we had. You stuff it in. That's asr to do on Shabbos. Why? Because as you press the rag inside the barrel of wine, and if let's say the wine is at that point, it's going to start, you're going to press the wine, it's going to go in the rag, and you squeeze out the wine from the rag. Schita is whenever you, I say, wring a wet towel, you squeeze out the liquid from it, that's a problem. Or let's say even an olive, you press an olive, or a grape, even if you press a grape to get the juice out of it, even if not to get the juice out, but if juice comes out, that's an iser schita. So here too, also, when you stick the rag inside the barrel and the wine comes out, you press it out, that's going to be an iser schita. So what's the connection to this? So I guess the point is, even though it's davar shenei miskaven, Rashi explains, even though it's davar shenei miskaven, it's still going to be usher. So why do we say that the case of davar shenei miskaven by the basulim, that Rav says is mutter, but the davar shenei miskaven by the suchroya denizaisa, we say it's actually usher? Says the Gemara, famous line, no. Afilu Rabbi Shimon Moda, even Rabbi Shimon, who in general holds davar shenei miskaven is actually going to be mutter, he's going to be moda to abai v'rava demar tevayu moda Rabbi Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamas. When it comes to psik reisha v'lo yamas, it's something that's going to be inevitable, will definitely happen. Even Shmuel will say it's usher. So the different stages. Davar shenei miskaven is something I plan to do A, and there's a possibility may B might happen. Since it's only a possibility, Shmuel says it's mutter. But if I'm going to do A, and B will definitely happen, that's called a psik reisha, even Shmuel will admit it's usher. So by the Besulim, it's only possible the Besulim are going to come out. That's the Davar Shein Miskaven, that's Mutter according to Shmuel. When it comes to Sichraya Dinizaisa, it's Vade, it's a psik reisha, that when I press the rag inside the barrel, there's going to wine that's going to squeeze out through the rag. That will definitely be a violation of Shechita, and even Shmuel in that situation will agree it's Usser. Okay. So then the Gemara says, we're going to come back to do this big Tosos, very, very important Tosos, but let's read a little bit more Gemara first. Gemara says, V'ho Amarav, Chia Bar Ashi, Amarav, Halacha Kribi Yehuda. Didn't he quote an opinion of Rav? Rav holds that we hold like Kribi Yehuda, when it comes to Dav Shem Eskavin, is going to be Aser. Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kribi Shimon. And he passed in the name of Shmuel that we hold like Kribi Shimon. And further, Rav Chia Bar Avin, Masila below Gavri. He held without Gavri, without any other names there. He simply held Rav Amar Halacha Kribi Yehuda. And Shmuel Amar Halacha Kribi Shimon. The same idea before, simply we're not having the whole introduction of names. But in the end, we see that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. He holds Davar Shein Miskaven is also like Rabbi Yehuda and not Mutter like Rabbi Shimon. We have a steer within the opinion of Rav. So Gemara explains as follows. The Olam Rav Rabbi Yehuda Svirle. Really, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Davar Shein Miskaven is in fact going to be Aser. Now, Lahach Lishna, according to that version, Damar Dam Chaburim Michbar, where the Dam is actually connected to the body, then it's going to be an issue of Mekalkel B'chaburahi. And Rashi explained, Mekalkel B'chaburahi, Rav Savar like Rabbi Yehuda, Af B'mekalkel B'chabur, L'kula Daha Pater Bar Rabbi Yehuda. He holds in general, Davar Shein Miskaven is actually going to be Aser. But since he holds that the Dam B'sulim is chavuri michbar, it's connected, and you're going to be mekalkel. It's actually a din of kilker. You're destroying the body. Even then, Rabbi Yehuda will agree it's mutter. Because there's different categories of halacha. There's davar shein miskaven, there's mekalkel. There are many different things. So even though Rabbi Yehuda is machmir by davar shein miskaven, he's mekel when it comes to mekalkel. And that's how Rav understands. Really, again, davar shein miskaven is usser, but by mekalkel, which is the case here, it's going to be mutter. And Shmuel says, exactly. Shmuel holds davar shein miskaven is mutter,
but mekalkel
is usser. You're chayv, right, exactly. Okay, so before I do the masiv here, let's do this very, very long Tosfos. It's worthwhile. Maybe we'll see if we go through all of it. We'll jump around, maybe. Tosfos says, Hi, Mesuchraisa, Denai Zaisa, Asal Hadukya. Perish Bekuntris, Vechein Rabbeinu Achananel, Uba Aruch, Bechal Lishna, in one of his explanations. The Aruch was some type of a dictionary. So one of his entries, and Vechein Meseda Tanayim Vamarayim, the aser mishum schita. The reason why you cannot plug the barrel is because when you plug the barrel with a rag, it's going to cause the wine to wring out of the rag. It's going to mean iser schita. Kashler Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has many, many problems with this pshat. The ha schita mishum liban. First of all, schita is a problem of liban velo shaycha b'shar mashim. So schita, by the way, schita is the action of wringing something. No, we don't know which category, which mlach it falls under. So Rashi explains that it falls under the category. Rashi explains this here. They don't say. But the assumption is schita falls under what's called dash. Dash is whenever you remove something that is enclosed. So if you remove the wine from the grape, which is enclosed, you remove the oil from the olive, you remove even a nut from the shell, those are violations of dash. Now, there are hetayim for opening up shells, but it's going to be a problem removing something that's entirely enclosed. So that's why they say here also, this is going to be a violation of dash because you're removing the wine that's in the rags.
So schita, it's not isur on its own.
Exactly, no. It's a tolda of one of the malachas. We don't know which malacha. So most Rishonim assume it's the malacha of dash. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not true. Schita is a tolda of a libun. Libun is a different malacha. It's laundering, cleaning something. So according to that categorization, cleaning, you don't use wine to clean clothing. You only use water. So if schita is really a problem, you're not going to. It's not schita if you wring wine out of the rag. Laundering is only when you remove water. You soak it in water to clean it, and then you wring the water out, so now you have a nice, fresh clothing. So he thinks it can't be schita here, because he assumes schita is a problem of libum. Libum's not shayach when you're using wine. So that's what he says again. Kasher Rabbeinu Tam, the haschita b'shem libum. It's only because of whitening, laundering. V'lo shayach b'shar mashkim. The chol davar malachlech is bolo. Anything that becomes dirty that when it absorbs it, kigon yain, v'sheichar or beer or shemen, lo shayach libun. That's b'schitaso. That's not called libun. That's not called whitening. It might be called cleaning, but not whitening. You're not whitening. You're just making it, removing the dirty wine from it, but it doesn't make it any whiter.
Libun ze'ava tuma?
Sorry?
Libun ze'ava malacha?
Libun is the av, yes, exactly. So Ella, dafka b'mayin, says Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says only by water could you have the iser of schita. It's a big machlok is how to categorize schita. There's a bunch of rais Rabbeinu Tam brings now. Let's go up a little further now. Let's go jump down to the wide lines in Tosfos. The third wide line down. It says Omer Rabbeinu Tam in the middle of the line. He says Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The Havi Mishum Mefari. He's talking about a different case, but I'm interested in getting to another point. He says, "Havi mishum b'farik v'asura kimos chitas zesim v'anavim v'hach omer Rabbeinu Tam delek lememar da'asur mishum b'farik." You can't explain this case here as an issue of mefarik. Arg very gemara shen kevin shen nischat holich liibud. So why can't Rabbeinu Tam explain our gemara of squeezing out the wine to be an issue of mefarik? Everybody agrees you cannot squeeze grape juice out of grapes because that's mefarik. Mefarik is definitely a told of dash. So why can that be the problem here, mefarik? Because he says the only time that it's mefarik is when you remove the juice to use it. So it's very lemaisa. When a person cuts grapes on Shabbos, let's say for a kid, so if you're going to cut the grapes, juice is going to fall out onto the plate. And you've, in essence, done tzchita. You've done mefarik. So the Eitz of the Samech suggests is if you place a napkin below the grapes and cut it over the napkin, it's going to go right into the napkin and be absorbed. It goes li'ibun. That's the het around cutting. That's the best way to cut grapes on Shabbos. It doesn't apply to other fruit, only to grapes and olives. When it comes to other fruit, you don't have to be so machmid when you cut them. Apples, you don't have to be machmid, only by olives and grapes. Now, afagav psikresha, even though it's a psikresha, when you cut the grapes, it's inevitable that the juice is going to come out, so shouldn't that be usher? Didn't we just say psikresha in the Gemara is usher? V'chein is not a problem. V'chein ba'aruch, perish ba'aruch, d'chol psikresha d'lo nichale shari. That's a huge, huge important line. Psikresha is only usher if it's nichale, if you want the results. But d'lo nichale, if you do not want the results of it, even though it's going to happen anyways, that's not going to be a problem. So for example, the Rama writes, let's say you're having a kiddush in your backyard. So you have a kiddush, you have a table set up, so it's likely people are going to spill, and you spill some water, you're going to be watering your grass. So if you're the owner of the property, you shouldn't be drinking because you want your grass to grow. If you're not the owner of the property, so then there's no problem of you drinking because I don't care at all if your grass grows or doesn't grow. It's psikresha delo nichale. That's how some explain. Mishnah Berurah does write, there's a line. He has such a line that some are machmir, even when it comes to psikresha delo nichale, but we generally pass in its mother.
What's psikresha?
Psikresha is something that's definitely going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that if you cut the throat of a chicken, it's for sure going to die. That's what's called psikresha. It's not maybe.
It comes up also, let's say, by walking by one of those automatic lights, you know, on the street lights people have, and they turn on when you walk by them. So that's psikresha. You know it's going to happen, but it's delo nichle. You don't really care. It doesn't help you. Now, it might help the person who owns it walking up to the house because it helps them see the light better, but you don't really care. You can walk fine with the street lights as it is.
Do we hold like that? We hold that psikresha, the delo nichle is mutar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, there, the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, writes there is a day that summer machmer. We typically use this as a heter. Yeah. And based on this Tosos and this Aruch, very well known Aruch, he paskins psikresha delo nichle mutar. Okay, we don't need to do the rest of the Tosos. We saw two important machlokism. One is, again, whether schita is dash or it's libun. Libun would limit it to only water. Dash would expand it to any liquid, anything that you remove. We hold, let's think, if you have a rag that gets dirty, I think we hold across the board. I think we hold like Rashi that's going to be dash, even with other liquids, is going to be a problem. I believe so.
So, psikresha, something that for sure is going to happen, delonicha, but it's not going to help you, muta.
Right. That's it. Exactly.
It's important.
Yeah. Okay.
And we hold miskalkel, is muta also. If you break a piece of paper, it's okay.
Mekalkel, yeah. It's not muta l'chachila, you wouldn't be chayev it's awesome with their button still.
Right. But let's say you want to, you're allowed to open a box of tissues on Shabbos.
A box of tissues, you can?
Going to Rabbina, yes.
Oh yeah, okay, could be. So maybe for covered habrios, he said, possibly covered habrios, that would be the heter. If you would be allowed to, you shouldn't open it up on the perforated lines, though. Because that's a problem with mechati.
You should not.
On mechatech, if you do open it, it's possible Moshe Solomon has a heter maybe on it. You should have to open up, just like when it cut. Yeah, you should, just like by toilet paper, you're not supposed to cut it on the perforated line, you're supposed to cut it in between, because Korea is more heterin by Korea than by Mechatech. Mechatech, when you do it on the line, it's going to be us
and Midrash. Without breaking letters.
Without breaking letters also, exactly.
But let's say you're allowed to open sweet and low if you don't break the letters.
Yeah, exactly. You can open up food stuff, but you have to open up the food.
Because of Kosabrios or why?
No, that's the heter because of Achila you're allowed to, but it has to be in a destructive way, though.
On Shabbos,
in a destructive way.
But what connection to the letters in sweet and low? It's in English.
No, because it's mochek. You're still erasing. Erasing is a problem, even if it's in English.
It's like a picture. And if there's a picture in your Korea, is that a problem?
Yeah, you're not supposed to destroy a picture either, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just like making puzzles. Puzzles could be problematic. If they're puzzles that stick together, it's a problem, making them and destroying them.
Too many alarms.
Oh, you have no idea. you're trying
to be a good Jew and you know, you're afraid to breathe.
Little by little. Little by little.
When you come upstairs, when you come over there after 120, you find out that you're more mechalel than a guy.
You'll be fine. Fine. Says the Gemara now the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Chisda. Tinokes shelo hegias mano liro. So again, we're talking about the situation, how we paskin with respect to makalkel, davar shenei miskavim, psikresha. So Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asks, Tinokes shelo hegias mano liro. A young girl who has not reached the age of puberty, she's not expected to see any dam nida yet. Vinisei, she gets married at a very young age. Halacha is, beishame omrim, no sun la arba leilos. You give her 4 nights. So what does that mean? You give her 4 nights. So Rashi explains towards the bottom: Nosin la arba leilos shekol damim sheteira behen machmas tashmish mechazkinan lubedam misulim. Any blood she sees for the first 4 nights she's with her husband, we could assume it's dam besulim, because she never seen dam nid in her life. So it's, everyone has besulim though. So we're going to assume the first 4 nights is going to be dam besulim, and she's not going to be a nida. But it comes along, Beis Hillel omrim, ad shetichia hamakeh, until the makeh becomes healed. So it could go on for nights and nights and days and weeks and months, until there's been a period where it's stopped. So then it's going to be considered dam besulim. So Rashi explains, ad shetichia hamakeh, kolz man she'eino mishameshes below dam lo chayisa hamakeh. So as long as there's no shimish without blood, meaning there's always tashmish and there's resulting blood, we're always going to assume it's dam besulim until there's one tashmish without blood. We know now the makeh has been healed. Any dam she's going to see thereafter will render her nida. That's machlokes beis shammai beis hillel. Then the Gemara says, let's say she reached the age of 12 where she's expected to see, but Velo Rasa says Rashi, she didn't yet see. She would expect her to see any moment now, but she hasn't yet seen Dam Nida. So what's the halacha there? Beishami Omim, Nosan Laila Harishon, just the first night. The first night we could assume that it's going to be from the Dam Asulim. Any night thereafter will be considered Dam Nida. Hit Beishil Omim, Ad Motzei Shabbos, until the Motzei Shabbos, which is Arba Leilos, 4 nights. If you do the math, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, those are the 4 nights we give her because all Basulos got married on Wednesday night. So what's the machloka, says the Gemara? My love, were they not talking about the following case? The Rashi explains, referring to the 4 nights, Ad Motzei Shabbos, this last opinion of Beis Hillel, my love, di lo bal Motzei Ba'il, does it not mean Afil B'Shabbos? Does it not refer to a case of if they didn't have Bia Leil Chamishi, Leil Revi, Leil Chamishi, it's permitted to have Bia even Leil Shabbos? And we see it's Motor to have Bia Rishon on Leil Shabbos? That's what we're trying to bring in right now?
That's all
right. Right, so if you just look at Rashi, Rashi always says it much clearer than I do. Rashi says, my lav, Hanuch Arba Leilos Ad Motzei Shabbos, these 4 nights that Beis Hillel permits, we assume it's Dam Basulim, the Katani, Lahachi Tanilhu, Dilo Baal Bila Gemura. If they didn't have a complete Bia beforehand, Matzi Lemival, they can't have Bia. V'chol Dam Shu Motzi Tamid Baharosav have a Dam Besulim. All the blood that's going to be seen those 4 nights will be Dam Besulim. V'shma'ina Mina, we learn from this, Nami Demote Livol B'chabur B'Shabbos. We see it's permitted to have Bia Rishona on Leil Shabbos. So, we said before, that's a Machlokas. So, Amarava Lo Livar M'Shabbos. No, every night except for Shabbos. Very strange line, because Amar Le Abai V'ha Ad Motzei Shabbos Arba Leilos Katani says it's permitted from Wednesday night until Motzei Shabbos, and they're going to be total 4 nights. Now, the only way to get 4 nights is if you include Friday night as well. So it's clear that they're permitted to have Bia Rishona on Friday night. So Amar Rava, Rava explains, really Kishabal. It's talking about a case where they already had Bia in the first place. So if they had Bia in the first place, E Kishabal my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush? So if they had Bia Rishona once...
So the whole reason is because it's not secretion in that case. That's the reason it would be allowed.
If there was Bia already? Which...
No, this is never secretion, right?
We say
Bia is secretion or no?
We have not seen that yet. We did not see anything. Right now it's Davar Shein Maskavein.
My question is, what's the difference between... Let's say he had Bia before and she saw Dam... Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
So you're gonna assume that she, if you hold, unless it might not be Kreisha, but otherwise she's probably gonna see Shabbos also.
Well, we don't know at that point because we're not sure if there are any Dam Besulim left.
Right.
We're not sure. So at that point, it becomes unlikely to presume that there's going to be more Dam Besulim if they already had seen.
She saw three or two. She might be.
If it was the first time...
But what's the base of this halacha? Is that what it's not pixreisha? It's...
So I think it becomes... it goes into the situation of... do they categorize it here? Let's see. I think let's go through Gemara a little bit more. Let's go a few lines and then let's see if the Gemara clarifies. Otherwise, we'll try to figure this out. So again, if there was never B in the first place, so then we can't allow B Friday night because then that's... pretty likely there's going to be a Dam Besulim being seen. But now our situation is where there was B in the first place. The Gemara says if there was B already on Wednesday night, So ikishabal then, my kamashlam, what's a chiddush? Of course Friday night's permitted. Why are we going to assume there's more dam basulim? So the Gemara explains, kamashlam, the shari limival b'shabbos kiddushimul. Damar shmul pir to dechuka motu l'kanes b'shabbos v'afa pishim meshir tsraros. So it's still permitted, even though there might, Shmuel hold that if there's somewhat of an opening, some of the Dam Basulim has been removed, it's mutter to enter on Shabbos, this is just a way of speaking. Even though there might be some Dam Basulim left, some leftovers, tsroros, it's like some pebbles, some leftovers, it's still going to be permitted. Why? So just to answer your question, Ricky, if you look at Rashi, Shemesha tsroros, the high Nami Dilma Mechabel Porta, it's only a possibility that there's more left over. Umisveka says Rashi lo asrin le. It's only a suffix. How much of a suffix? I think just one suffix here. What is it? Double suffix? He only says one suffix.
But the second time is already is one suffix, right?
Right. The first time, if they never had beer, so it's almost a vada. Karv levada. There's going to be dam basulim. So that's why it can't be permitted Friday night. But when it comes to a suffix, so then we're not going to be machmer. That's permitted. So then the Gemara asks, Mesiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks now.
It's also an inyan of the Lo Nichale because he already, the opening is there already, theoretically.
Right. The reason why it'd be Nichale in the first place
time is because
he wants to know that she's a Basula.
Right.
That's the Nicha. He already knows she's a Basula.
Right.
So, but this isn't even Psik Resha to get to that point. But even if it were to be, you're saying, it's going to be Psik Resha to Lo Nichale.
Right.
I wonder if that's the case because there is a concept that Rov Damim is Megala that she's right to have a lot of children.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it's only talking about Dam Nida, if there's a lot of Dam Nida in general, or if it's Dam Basulim that also is a Simon. So it might just be a good Simon, I don't remember. I'm just thinking of another reason why it might be Nichle. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Mesiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, Chasan Pater Mikriashma Laila Harishon Ad Matzai Shabbos. A chasan, his first week of marriage, does not have to say Shema from the first night of being married through the next few nights and through Motzei Shabbos. Im lo asamaisa, if they did not have bia, if they did not have tashmish yet. So what's talking about here? My lav de tarid de boy le mival. Why is he pater? Getting brachos and gwaran sukkah. Yeah, comes up a few places. So why is he pater from Shema? Is it not because he's so tarid de boy le mival? He is tarid in the mitzvah of bia. And Rashi explains, my lav, hi de pater le mikriyashma, this individual, the chasan, who's pater from kriyashma, bilele Shabbos, mishum de tar b'mitzvah de bai le mival, also when mitzvah pater b'mitzvah. He's so tarred, he's worried, b'chog is exactly what he's worried about. Some say he's worried just stam about his first hashmash. Others say he's worried whether she's a dam basulim or not. He's very nervous. Maybe she's not a basula. I meant to marry a basula. Maybe it's a mekach talos. So he's osik b'mitzvah, the mitzvah b'ir rishona, so osik b'mitzvah pater b'mitzvah. And so we see he's tarred. But Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, if they didn't have Bia on Wednesday night, Thursday night, so he's still going to be putter from Shema on Friday night. We see from there there's a heter to have Bia Rishona, even on Leil Shabbos.
But Shema is 2 minutes. What's the problem?
What?
I mean, he's not told 24-7 with this.
The Gemara felt he was.
No, he doesn't have enough Kavanah. His Kavanah is elsewhere.
Uh-huh. Like in any other days, Kavanah is there.
More. Any other day, it's more, we hope. So that's the shalas. We see from this statement here that even Friday night, there's a mitzvah of Bia Rishona, and he's therefore pater from Shema. So Amalei Abaye explained, lo, not true, de tarid de lo bayil. He's tarid because he didn't have Bia. Rashi explains, de tarid de lo bayil, mitzvah shel bayil. He's more like disturbed or troubled that he didn't have Bia yet. Not that he's looking for the positive of towards the B'ez Mitzvah, but more like he's nervous, which, by the way, does happen pretty often. Now, I'm not sure in the olden days, but nowadays, Chasanim, it's very often that B'ez Rishon will not happen the first night, second night, third night, and then things get carried on, and it gets more nervous and more anxiety sets in, and makes it much, much harder as the days go on. So I think that's what the Gemara is referring to. If they didn't have B'ez Rishon Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, the anxiety is starting to build up, and that's the tirda we're talking about. There's not a tirda of Osik B'mitzvah. He's not allowed to have Bia Rishon on Friday night. It's Usser. But he's still, the anxiety is still there. That anxiety that exists exempts him from Shema. Not because Bia Rishon is still going to be Usser Leil Shabbos. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye. No, so Amalei Rava. Rava says, Mishum Tir the Pater, because he has this anxiety, because he's bothered, but something's bothering him. He's Pater from, he's Pater. So, because he's Tarid, he's Pater from the Mitzvah Shema. El Miat, if that's the case, Tava Svinasa Bayam, he's a shipman, he's sending some inventory overseas, and he finds out that it's sinking, there's a big storm coming along the way. Ach, Nami the Pater, because he's worried about his business, he should be Pater from Shema. Tirda alone is going to exempt you because he's worried that he didn't have beer yet. He's going to be potter from Shema. Mar says, "V'chi tema hachanami." If you're going to say, "Yeah, inechanami," a guy who is very worried about his business, he's potter from mitzvos.
He's davening more on the country.
Right, exactly. That's what Rebbe was saying on Shal Shiras. Yeah. V'hamar Rebbe Abba bar Zabda Amarav Avel Chai b'chol mitzvos hamuras b'torah chos minat tefillin. But an Avel, who's more tired than an Avel? Who's more bothered, emotionally drained than Avel? Yet we know an Avel is chayv in all the mitzvahs except for tefillin. The tefillin's a special exception because shenemar behem pe'er. Paul says pe'er, he has to wear ashes, afer on his head. He can't wear pe'er, he can't wear tefers.
We're talking about an oinin or about
an Avel? No, an Avel. Oinin's part from mitzvahs.
Right, but Avel.
But an Avel's chayv.
We that we put tefillin on.
Yeah, we put tefillin on, yes. But this is Madeira, the Gemara's in my cut and talk about you don't wear it day one, you don't wear it day two, you don't wear it. Different opinions. But in general, other than tefillin, according to the Gemara, a avel is chayv no mitzvos.
Right. If we said that if the quarter was in the morning, he does when he comes back, he doesn't put on tefillin.
Right.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. So we see from here though, even though an avel is very turid, he's very troubled, he still is chayv in mitzvos. So why would a chasan who's also tarred, why would he be potter in the mitzvos? Chasen and Avelis and Avel have the same different types of tirda, but they're both, it's about this anxiety that we see anxiety is not a ptur of mitzvos. That's the shayla. So why is a chasen potter from the mitzvos? So El Amar Rava says, Tanai, it's really machlokas tanaim. What's a machlokas? The Tana Chada, one Bryce explains, one opinion holds, Im lo asa maisa berishon potter af b'sheni. If he didn't do maisa on the first night, he's potter even on the second night. B'sheni, pater af b'shlishi. If he didn't have beer the second night, he's pater even on the third night. Third night ends up being Leil Shabbos, because Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. He's pater even Friday night. But Tani Idach, the other brisa holds, Rishon, B'sheni, pater, shlishi, chayev. No, you only pater on day, night one, night two, but Friday night, you're chayev in Shema, because you can't have tashmish. So we see it's a machlokas. So what's a machlokas about? So Rashi explains, Tanahi, Be'ilas Chabur B'Shabbos. The machlokas is whether you can have Tashmish on Friday night or not. The Tashmish Be'er Rishona. Manda us, the one who says you're not allowed to live all B'Shabbos. Ketanai Amra, the Shmaisa, the Ikatana, the Achrina, the Asr, the Mival. Tanacha, the Pater, Mikriyashma. Okay, fine. So the one who holds that you're Pater, Leil Shabbos, is because he thinks it's Mutter to have Be'er Rishona. Since it's Mutter to have Be'er Rishona, then it's not an issue where we're going, but we're changing gears now. It's not an issue of anxiety. Anxiety is never Ptur. It's an issue of Osek B'mitzah, Pater B'mitzah. So the one who holds it's permitted to have Be'er Rishona on Leil Shabbos, so since you're Osek B'mitzah, you're Pater from Shema. The opinion who thinks that you're not allowed to have Be'er Rishona on Leil Shabbos, that means you're not Osek B'mitzah, you're Chayiv in Shema. But anxiety, Tzar, is never Ptur of Mitzvahs. That's how Rashi explains this, Machlokas.
But when we learn here, Metro Yosef, Chatam Pater Mekriyat Shema, Leil Rishona, Yad Matzavat Im Lo Asa Maaseh. So, meaning that we wanted to say that he was worried about the bia, and now we're holding that note that it's because of the mitzvah.
Well,
we're saying it's not the worry. He's just
osek b'mitzvah.
Osek b'mitzvah.
Since bia is permitted, he's osek. Even though it might not be lemaisa osek, but even the hachana, even the machshavas of the osek mitzvah that night, that's enough to pater. But the one who thinks there's no, you're not allowed to have Be'er Rishona Leil Shabbos.
Right, so then you would say that
he's chayv in Shema then.
Right. So what the psak?
We say a chasson chayv in Shema nowadays. We pass.
No, but you're allowed to do Be'er on Shabbos. Be'er
Rishona. Nowadays, I don't know how we pass can actually. I think
people getting married Thursday.
Right. I would imagine. For nowadays, it's very different.
Well,
because
nowadays it's a big topic.
Yeah, very rare. Very rare that there'll be Dam Sulam.
Why?
Because nowadays women are older when they get married and they lose their Basulam as they get older. Then they got married very young. But women are very active and through different activities, and they, with age, lose Dam Sulam. becomes uncommon.
So there's not a problem.
Right, but let's say there would be, right, yeah. I'm not sure, I don't want to say. I don't know how we pass them. But that's what I would imagine. Okay, the Gemara now says, Abaye, hasam nami betir de pligi. So Abaye thinks, no, even there, they're arguing about whether tirda, whether I'm going to call this anxiety, is going to exempt you. So up until now, we said it's a machlokas, whether or not Rava says it's about whether you osik b'mitzah, whether everyone who eats osik b'mitzah is part of the mitzvah. The question becomes, are you allowed to have this be a rishon or leil Shabbos, in which case is there an application of osik b'mitzah part of the mitzvah? Abaye explains this machlokas, whether you say shema leil Shabbos or not, depends on tirda. So let's look at Rashi to explain this. You see Rashi v'Abaye. Abaye amar lecha honach tanai nami b'tirda pligi. This machlokas about saying shema leil Shabbos for chasam is also machlokas about tirda. B'hai depater le mikriya shema, the one who exempts him from shema, la mishum deshar le mival, not because it's permitted to be, you cannot be a rishona. Ela kasavar hamitzar tzar shel mitzvah pater mikriya shema. If you remember from Sukkah, the way we answered this question was not because anxiety exempts you. It has to be a tzar of a mitzvah. So since a chassan has tzar from the mitzvah, even though he can't actually have bir rishona now, but it's still a tzar of a mitzvah, that exempts him. As opposed to tzar of your business, that's not tzar of mitzvah. Or tzar even of a velus, that's also not considered tzar of mitzvah. Rashi explains, I think in Sukkah, that a person has to overcome his tzar of a velus to do mitzvahs. But here, when it comes to tzar of mitzvah, he's pater. Lo dami, right, Rashi explains, I mean, really, Rashi explains further, Lo dami la avel the tar the tir the rishus shein tsar mitzvah af pisha aves mitzvah. Rashi says here also, even though the avel is b'tsar, it's not a mitzvah to be b'tsar as an avel. That happens to be how he is, but you don't have to be b'tsar for an avel. And iman the mechayev, the one who says you're chayev to say shema for chasam, sover the tir de lo pata. He thinks that tirda is not going to be an exemption. Okay, so I'm just thinking this question right now. So just like by Avelis, there's no mitzvah of tsar, there's no mitzvah of tsar by a chassan either. Chassan just a state of mind. Just like in Avelis, it's a state of mind. It's not an obligation to have tsar.
No, but Avelis is a general state of Avelis. I think here he has tsar because he has to perform one specific act.
Uh-huh. The tsar by Avelis, not the tsar of doing the mitzvahs of Avelis.
Right.
The tsar is independent of the mitzvahs. Okay, that makes sense.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara says, so Abaye still is holding on to that there still is, everyone agrees there's no heter to have be rishon leil Shabbos. And the only machlokas in this bride, these two brides, is whether or not tirda, whether this anxiety is an exemption. The Gemara says, v'hani tanai, and these machlokas that we just brought, is kihani tanai, it's like another brisa, another machlokas we have, which it says as follows, the Tanya. Hakone says a basula, a person who marries a basula, lo yival b'tchila b'Shabbos, may not have be rishon on Shabbos, the Chacham Matirim, the Chacham permitted. So it's Machlokas about whether or not Bir Rishona is permitted on Leil Shabbos. That's what it seems to say. So the Gemara wants to know, who is the Man Chachamim? Who are the opinion of the Chachamim? So Marabba, Rabbi Shimon. Who? Rabbi Shimon is the opinion who thinks that you may have Bir Rishona and Leil Shabbos. Why? Because he holds Damar Davar Shein Miskavin Mutter. He holds in general that something that you don't have intention of doing is actually going to be Mutter. So since when you have Bir Rishona, the intention is not to remove the Basulim, you're not trying to create this Pesach or anything, you're not trying to create a Chabura, therefore it's Davar Shein Miskavin and Mutter. So the Gemara says, Amarle Abaye says, V'ha Mode Rabbi Shimon B'psik Reisha Lo Yamas. What do you mean? Even though you don't have intention, it's almost certain.
But this
So, this ends up being, this sugi actually ends up being, what's considered psik ratio? Is psik ratio where there's going to be 100% result?
That's what it seems.
So, right, so it's not necessarily true. Actually, there's some percentage we could work with, and you really, the Gemara don't talk of percentages, but let's say 99% chance, and there's 1% chance it won't happen. According to you, is that not going to be a psik ratio?
If you learn it from cutting the chicken's head, I don't think it's even like a 1 million percentage chance.
Right. Okay. So that's a good example, but it turns out that it doesn't have to be 100% return for it to be considered psik ratio. Where you draw the line, that's going to be subject to machlokas. So this sugya becomes very, very important for that. So we're going to say, so right now we're assuming, let's assume right now 100% there's going to be dam basulim. That's just for now. We'll assume
so
that
100%
way.
100% is not psik ratio.
If there's going to be 100% result.
Everybody agrees that it is psik ratio.
If it's 100%, that something will happen.
That's psikreisha.
That is basically the concept of psikreisha.
I thought if there's a chance.
No, there's a chance it's not psikreisha.
So, for example,
just remember, psikreisha means that you're cutting the chicken head, the chicken's head.
And it will die.
For sure, it will die. There's no way it's going to survive.
So, psik is spark.
Right.
Chilav. Okay.
So, let's say I want something for my refrigerator. And I know I forgot to turn my light off. The refrigerator light's going to turn on when I open it up. So opening up the refrigerator door, my intention is to open up the door. I don't care about the light. The light happens to help me, but I care about opening the door. But as a result of me opening the door, it's 100% certain that the light's going to turn on.
Right, which
that's
is not
psikreisha.
The case in the thermostat, which is not psikreisha, because sometimes it
doesn't. Exactly, right.
Depends how much air comes in.
Exactly, and then there's grumma and there's delayed reactions. There are also certain things. The things that are not definitely going to happen, so then that's not going to be psikreisha. The question is, where do you draw the line? Let's say there's 75% chance. Someone asked me, Shiloh, he has a one of those closets that open up, and the light's connected to the doors as you open it up. But somehow the circuit's off, so it doesn't always turn on and turn off. He wanted to know, he says, more likely than not, it does not turn on, he says, the circuit. Are you allowed to turn it on because it's not psikreisha?
Yeah, but it's nicha.
But it's a davar shein miskaven. Nicha is only relevant when it's psikreisha. If it's a davar shein miskaven,
if something is not psikreisha and is eina miskaven, even...
Even if it's mutter.
Even if it's nichalei,
yeah.
It's mutter.
There's actually a Gemara in Pesachim about this.
Wow.
We saw. There's all these different permutations of Eino Miskaven, but nichalei. It's a very complicated Gemara there, and Rashi Tosfos Machlokes about this. But whether the Iker thing is Kavana or the Iker thing is nichalei.
Right.
That's what the Gemara brings out of that one. But also, okay, so let's keep going. So the Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Shimon is the opinion who thinks it's mutter to have bir Rishona, because we're assuming it's a Darash Eino Miskaven. But Rabbi says, what do you mean? I mean, Abai asks, isn't this a psikreisha? Isn't there going to be vada, just for now, vada, isn't there going to be a b'dam b'sulim? So Gemara says, Amarle lo, kahalu bavlayim, shein b'kim b'hataya, el yesh b'kim b'hataya. So the response back to Abai lived in Bavel, and the Gemara throughout, we've seen a bunch of these already, that they didn't really like the Babylonians that much, even the Amoraim. The number of Gemaras, how the Torah that emanated from Bavel was a place of darkness, and the Bavlaim, the Talmid Chacham, hated each other. So we have all these derogatory terms of Bavlaim. I don't think it was a compliment. So he says, we're not like the Bavlaim who are not Bekim Hataya. So what's Hataya? So Rashi explains that, But Hataya, Rashi, this is four narrow lines up. Bataya, Shematin Litzdadim Vein Motzin Dam. The non-Babylonians, the ones who lived in Eretz Yisrael, were somehow experts. I'm not sure why this is a compliment per se, but they were experts. They knew how to avoid removing dam b'sulim. They could have tashmish.
A few months ago, who was Shmuel that said
here? This is Shmuel, exactly. This is Shmuel here.
Shmuel said in the Gemara that he knows how to boil the besula without dam.
Exactly.
Specifically in the Gemara.
Exactly.
I don't know which masechet, but it was.
No, I think it was in Yevamos. Let's see here. They quote this line.
It was a short time ago. It was on a Sunday. I think it was on a Sunday or Shabbat.
Oh, yeah? You know, by the clothing that you were wearing, I guess?
I remember when I was sitting there.
You're wearing your white sneakers. The tennis sneakers.
Does it say? No, it doesn't.
I thought Shmuel also seems to ring a bell to me also.
I think it was Shmuel who said it.
I think you're right. Okay. I'm not seeing it being quoted elsewhere here on the side, though. Okay, so either way... So they're saying it's not psikreisha. For you Babylonians, you Abai, you guys are not Bekin Hataya. So for you, it's going to be psikreisha. For us in Eretz Yisrael, it's not psikreisha. We're Bekin in Hataya, and it's not going to be anywhere certain that there's going to be Dam B'sulim. We could avoid that. So if that's the case, they're going to ask Sim Kane, Torah Lama. So what's the Tirda that's taking place? Rashi says, Torah Lama, Mahu Tirda Lifata Mikreshma. We said the whole reason why there's Tirda. Because he's nervous about there being Dam B'sulim or not being Dam B'sulim. But if they're Bekiyin to avoid Dam B'sulim, so they're not expecting there to be Dam B'sulim, there shouldn't be any Tirda. I'll say that again. The reason why Chazan General's Tarid, he's so nervous, it's not because of the actual Maisa Bia. He's nervous to see if his wife has Dam B'sulim or not, because if she's not a Basula, then the whole marriage is Mekachtalis, and he's going to everything's going to be uprooted. He wants there to be B'sulim. So that's what he's most nervous about. But if the Eretz Yisrael, the people in Eretz Yisrael are going to do Hataya, so they're avoiding Dam B'sulim, so they're not expecting to see Dam B'sulim, so what's the Tirda? If there's no Tirda, there should never be an exemption of Kriyat Shema Leil Shabbos.
Right. So he's worried about whether or not she's a Basula.
Right.
So he'll still even if he does this maneuver, he'll still have that worry.
But he's not going to know.
You'll never find out.
So you're not.
I mean,
so
he's always going to do be like that.
No, but at least for Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, for that
so
Leil Shabbos,
still have the work. So he's still going to have that work.
No, but I guess for that, saying for that night, no, because he's not expecting any results right now. He's nervous when the results, like when you hear the test results, the doctor calls for the test results, you get so nervous. You might be a little bit anxious to hear, but once the call comes in, oh, that's my doctor. You pick up the phone. You're really, really nervous. So that moment, I guess. But once you know you're not getting the results right now. Maybe the anxiety lessens a little bit. Maybe. Not sure. I hear. Okay. Fine. Let's go weiter. So, Gemara says, I'm looking at Tosas for 1 second here. I assume we should do this. I think Tosas seems to be saying along the lines of what you're asking, maybe the answer. Let's read to this Tosas. We still have a lot of time. Not that much time. But let's read the Tosos. Lo kehalu bavloyim shein bekin bataya. So the response was, we're not like you Babylonians who are not experts in this maneuver. Perish, ain't no psikresha. It's not psikresha that there's going to be damasulim. The chala olam ainum kemo bavloyim. The rest of the world's not like you guys. Ela bekin, and everyone else in the world they're bekin. And hokach shari lehu lemival. They're permitted to have be rishon on Leil Shabbos. Ubilvad shlo yiskabnu lebol bia gemur. As long as you don't have intention of doing a full bia. As long as you don't have intention of removing the Dam Basulim. Uparach, the Gemara asks him, Cain, Tor Lama, why is there tirda? If he doesn't intend on removing the Dam Basulim, why is there tirda? Perish. Bishabbos. Amai patulela el mikriashmai. Why is there an exemption of Shema? Came into Bikin, Hain, since the Bikin. Meaning, Bishma, Bechol Rat, Tosus explains, it understandable during the weekday, Ika tirda, there's tirda, Lefisha, Miskavin, Livel, Beila, Begumur. They intend on having Beila, Begumur, and they want to know the results, whether she's a Basula or not. Even the Bakim are not going to use that maneuver during the week. They're going to want to see the Dam Basulim. Let's skip a couple lines. Aval b'Shabbos she'enu miskavin libo b'ilagmur. There's no intention on having a full bia. Tor lama, why is there need for tirda? So Tosa doesn't explain, but I'm saying since you're not looking for the results, you're not attempting to have them, you're not going to be as torrid, as nervous. And the more answers, Mishani Tosa explains, l'she'enu baki, these who are not experts, Perish the fish ain't a bucky, bishas kriashma, dafila bikin, bishas maisa, ko the maisa, yurain, shalo you bikin, hilgach turdin lakulam. Explain the Gemara. We didn't see the Gemara yet. So Gemara explains, so why you pater from Shema that night? Lama, lisha ain't a bucky. So those who are not bikin, for their sake, they're going to be tarred on Leil Shabbos, and that's why they're pater from Shema. So we see Bia Rishona is permitted on Friday night, because many rover bikin, but. For those who are not Bikin, we said everyone across the board should be Pater. We said, why is that the case? Yomu Baki Mutter, Shein Baki Aser. So why not just say, why say everybody's Pater? Since most people are Bikin, so simply say, those who are Bikin should have to say Shema because they're not going to be Tarred. And those who are not Bikin, who will be Tarred, it should be Aser for them. Sorry, not Shema, rather. Those who are Bikin should be Mutter to do Bia Rishonam. Those who do not know how to do it, those who are not experts, they should be Aser. So Gemara says, Rov Bikin Hain, most people are actually going to be Bikin. So therefore Rashi explains, Hilkach, Stama, La Psikresha, Lo Yamasu. So this, by the way, is the important line. It's not a Psikresha since most people won't have it. It's most. It's Rov. So if you have 51% who can avoid this, even though 49% are going to result in a Dam Basulim, that's not called Psikresha. Now, 51-49 is a little bit too close. Has to be a little bit further. Yeah. But I'm just saying that's what Rov typically means. But I believe the Rishonim here try to figure out in the Achronim, based on these Gemara, where do you draw the line of what's Psikresha, what's not Psikresha. Okay. Okay, Gemara asks now, Amar Rava bar Rav Chanan Labaye, El Miat, if that's the case, Shoshivinin Lama Mapalama. So if it's true that most individuals are considered Bikin, so what do you need the Shoshivinin, the people standing outside, to make sure that there is Dam Basulim, they check the sheets? Why do you need sheets after they have Bia Rishona? Rashi explains Shoshivinin Lama, Miachar Sheish Bikin Livo Below Dam. Since there are many experts who are able to have Bia without there to be Dam, Hod the Tani Lakaman Daf Yud Beis, Hayu Mamidin Lehem Shnei Shoshivinin, they have these two friends standing outside, Echalo, Echalo, one checks in, one checks her. To check after them, they shouldn't hide anything. They shouldn't try to play any tricks with anything. They stand outside the room to make sure nothing, no games are going on. Now, So if they're Bekin, so if they didn't see Dam Basulim, so maybe there was really Dam Basulim, but he was a Baki and he didn't hit the Dam Basulim. So what good are they? You could always undermine them, say, okay, you're right, there's no Dam Basulim, but that's because he did Hataya.
So he did the whole thing, the whole Hasan and then trick, you know, to say she's not a Betula.
Now let's say there could be a situation, the way it was, after the Bir Shana, the Shoshvina went in to check the sheets, see if there's any Dam Basulim. So if there's no Dam Basulim, it's out, the sheets were clean, and she was not a Basulim.
The wedding is off.
Wedding's off. So
I will do such a thing.
So he or she could claim, no, since Ro Bakin Bahataya, so no, there certainly was Dam Basulim, we just did this maneuver where we avoided the Dam Basulim to be removed. So if that's Ro Bakin do it that way, so what good are the Shoshvina and what good is the Mappa? So the Gemara explains, Amalei Hasam Shema Yirev Yoved. There the concern is, Rashi explains, Amalei Shema Yirev Yoved, Shema Lo Yita. Maybe they didn't do this Hataya. Vyoti Dam and Dam came out. Vyavdenu, and they lost the sheets and the proof, the evidence. Vyomu Lo Matasi Dam, and the Chasin's going to say, oh, there was never any Dam. Dilu Bahataya Imbaliton Tomar Lo Adayim Bitsula Ani. If it was done Bahataya, if he comes to make a Taina, she could still claim that I'm a Basula. Let's see that again.
I don't understand why then they should also ask the question, why are you only allowed to marry on Wednesday night? Then you can see you can marry, you know, if she's not going to see blood, she doesn't have to run to the base.
Uh-huh.
The next day, which is the whole beginning of the Masechet. I think it's even a stronger question than this, maybe.
Well, I guess before we get to that question, the Pshat in the Gemara at least is that, let's say if there was Dam, so then there the Shoshvina are there to see the Dam, and the husband can never claim there was not Dam.
Right.
So it helps protect her if there was Dam. If there was no Dam at the time, so then you're right, they can't prove that she's not a Basula because of the lack of blood. So then I'm not sure what they do at that point, though. It's only there to protect her if there was Dam. So then what happens if, let's say there's no Dam, and she says, no, I'm still a Basula, then they go through these other tests. They place her on top of the Chavis, we saw this before, and the Chavis of Yain, and see if the Reichel Nodif, all those types of tests they used to do. It's there simply to protect her if there was Dam. But it doesn't prove that there was that she's not a Basula. You can't prove that she's not a Basula until you do one of those tests. That's what it boils down to. So to answer your question, so in Echanami, we expect that to be Dam, but even if there's no, oh, I see what you're saying. So he takes her basin, and she could still say, Enechanami. They had Tashmish, they had Birishon and Lil Ravi. He goes next morning, I didn't find any Dam Basulim. She says, what happened?
But he did that purposely. What's the purpose of it?
Hmm?
Meaning, what's the purpose that he's going to make her, you know, not honest and not betulim if
he... Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure why one would do that. I don't know.
Not sure.
Some people don't do it intentionally also. It could be just, I don't know. Okay, should we keep going? It's still continuous here? To the top of the next page?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure where the stopping points are. Okay, so the Gemara says further.
But I think it ends up by Hatam Pekid Yaki.
Okay, yeah, that looks like it. So the Gemara asks one more question. Meisiv Rabbi Yami Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos, someone who pops a pimple on Shabbos. Im Lasos Lapeh Chayiv. Im Lotzi Mimeno Lecha Pater. If his intention is to create a nice opening in order to ultimately squeeze the pus out, but for the opening, that's a problem of being misakin. That's an Issa Deraisa, Yechayiv misakin, Rashi explains, Mishim Bone. Interesting, Rashi, look at the bottom, Rashi for a second, Chayiv, Shehu misakin Pesach, you created an opening, V'chayiv Mishim Bone, De'ashachan binyan mibali chayim, dechsid vayivan esatzela. We find the concept of binyan even by animals, even by humans, by creatures, as it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built from the bone, from the rib, he had built Chaba. But if the intention is simply to remove the pus, but you have to just get there to be an opening to get it, so then therefore it's putter and it's mutter. So the question is, so how come by the lecha it's mutter, but by the dam some say it's aser? What's the difference? It's both removing some form of liquid. Says the Gemara, hasam pocket v'akir hacha pocket v'lo akir. So it comes to over there when it comes to the lecha, the pus. So there it's kanis, pocket means it's kanis v'yachad, it's there. The ochre, it's already removed. The pus is not attached to the body in any way. It's independently floating there. It just needs to get a way out. the dam is not only entered in, it's not only the body, but the low alker, it has not been removed yet from the body, it's still connected to the body, so therefore it's more of a problem, you're actually disconnecting it from the body, and therefore it's usur in that case. So that's the distinction, the way the liquids here settle. Okay, should we do a 5-minute chazar? Yeah. Beautiful. So the Gemara, we start off saying, machlokas, whether or not, well, everyone agreed actually, we paskin, davar shenu miskaven is mutter, machlokas, whether it's Rav or Shmuel who held that way, but everyone agreed in the end of the day, however you paskin, it was going to be mutter, davar shenu miskaven. The Gemara says, but what about the case of squeezing the rag, closing up, clogging up the barrel with wine? Isn't that going to be removing, isn't that also davar shenu miskaven? But we still say it's usur to do that, because you're removing the shechita, removing the wine. The Gemara says, no, because that's a psik resha. When it comes to psik resha, something that's definitely going to happen, everybody's going to agree. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree it's going to be usur. Then the Gemara had a machlokas about Rav had an inconsistency. Rav felt that it was actually going to be usur to Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that's usur. And the Gemara says, no, really he held in general like Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Shenu Miskaven is usur, but it's only by Dam, since he held that Dam is going to be an issue of Mekalkel, then he permitted Dam, because it's a less level Davar Shenu Miskaven. In other words, in general, Davar Shenu Miskaven is usur, but when it comes to Mekalkel, he felt it was mutter. Then we had a whole discussion about the Tinokes, a young girl who never saw Dam Nida, but she's expected to see. So the Beis Hillel felt that the first 4 nights is permitted to have the Bir Rishonah. So the Gemara says that no, except for Shabbos. The Gemara says, what do you mean, except for Shabbos? It says 4 nights. Even in Shabbos, Bir Rishonah is permitted. The Gemara says, no, it's talking about a situation where they already had Bir Rishonah before him. So then a Bir Shniah is permitted on Leil Shabbos. And the Gemara explains, because it's very unlikely that if they had Dam Esulim the first night, very unlikely there's going to be more Dam Esulim on Leil Shabbos. It's going to be a Safek Misfeker, we're not going to Aser. Then the Gemara says, what a second, a Chassin's Pater from Shema all 4 nights. Isn't that because he's Osik B'mitzvah of Bir Rishono? So we see Bir Rishono is permitted on Leil Shabbos? The Gemara says, no, he's a Tarid, he has anxiety that he did not have Bir yet. He's not doing anything Leil Rishon, but it's the anxiety that exempts him. But did we say anxiety is really a patur? A guy who loses his boat and his business is going down, he's pati from Shema? Certainly not. So Gemara ends up saying that no, really it's because of Bir Rishono. We had a machlokas, whether Bir Rishono is mutter Friday night or not mutter. And that would dictate whether or not a person's chayiv in Shema or not chayiv in Shema. And the opinion who thinks it's mutter to have Bir Rishono and Leil Shabbos is Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon, Davar Shimon's kavin is mutter. And but what do you mean? Isn't Bir Rishona, Bias Mitzvah going to be a psik ratio? There's Vade going to be Dam Esulim? Where it says, no, because most, other than the Bavloim, the Rov HaOlam is going to be Bikin in Hataya, and Bikin Bataya, which means it's not going to be a psik ratio that there will be Dam Besulim. And so then if that's the case, if Rov or Bikin, so what's the need for Shoshivinin and Mappa? The Gemara concluded, because in case there was Dam there, they are there to protect her, that he can't do any funny business and try to hide their evidence. They saw the Dam there, and she's going to always be protected. And finally, we wanted to know why to come to the Mappas more, so when it comes to popping a pimple, that's permitted, while others think it's usher to remove Dam Basulim, because the Lecha is not connected to the body, it's therefore more mutter, as opposed to Dam Basulim is connected to the body, and therefore more of a problem. Okay.